in.
Oh, George, we've got company.
This is Bill Goodwin speaking for Lever Brothers, makers of Swan, the new white floating soap that cures fine castile. Well, it's Tuesday night again, time for another pleasant visit with George Burns and Gracie Allen, our guests Cecil B. DeMille, director of Lux Radio Theater, with Jimmy Cash, Felix Mills' orchestra, and the Swantette. And now meet the people who live in the Burns house, George and Gracie. It's afternoon in the Burns home, and after a hard day at the office, George is relaxing in a nice warm bath.
Go away, cool showers. You may come your way. They bring flowers that bloom in May. And it's raining.
George, it's me. I've got your towel.
Okay, bring it in.
All right, but close your eyes.
Close my eyes?
Yeah, I have on my old dress.
Come in.
Oh, don't stop singing, George. Please let me hear just one more golden cadenza.
It is raining rain, you know. It's raining violets and words.
Oh, see, I've never heard such beautiful music come out of a tub.
Well, I'm glad you like it.
George, I wonder what makes you sing so extra wonderful when you're taking a bath.
Well, I've heard that the tub sort of makes your voice resonant and gives it a ring. What's funny?
I was just thinking. The tub gives you a ring and you give
never
the
mind, tub. Never mind. And someone at the door.
All right, I'll get it.
Hello, Mrs. Burns. Sorry I'm so late.
Oh, that's all right, Mrs. Bundy. Have you had lunch?
Yes, I cleaned house for Mr. Cecil B. DeMille today, and I had a big lunch at his house. Liver and bacon.
Oh, really? Is Mr. DeMille nice to work for?
Yeah, but he cooked the bacon a little too crisp.
Mr. DeMille cooked your lunch?
Oh, yes. That poor man is having such trouble finding a cook.
Well, you better start cleaning, Mrs. Bundy. It's getting late. Here's the broom.
All right. My, the things I could tell you about Cecil B. DeMille.
Really? What, for instance?
Well, I can't talk while I'm working.
Well, look, here, hand me the broom.
Well, Mr. DeMille is supposed to start a picture in a few days of Bing Crosby.
Huh?
But Bing is still on another picture. And Mr. DeMille is frantic.
Well, I should think so. Where could he find another Bing? In my bathroom.
Huh?
Mrs. Bundy, I want you to hear something. Listen to this.
So keep looking for a bluebird and listening to that song.
Well?
You better call a plumber.
Oh, no, Mrs. Bundy. That was my husband singing.
It was?
Oh, yes. And he'd sound even better if he was still in the tub. But he's getting best now. George sings his best when he's in the water. He's like a frog.
I noticed that.
Say, Gracie. Oh, hello, Mrs. Bundy.
Hello.
Well, George, how does it feel to be Cecil B. DeMille's new discovery?
What?
You're going to replace Bing Crosby in his new picture.
Are you crazy? Me singing in the DeMille picture?
Well, why not? If you can sing so beautifully in our tiny little bathtub, think what you'll be able to do in one of DeMille's.
Oh, stop dreaming. He'd never use me.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. He's done things that have startled Hollywood before.
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, Judge, you'll be famous. Just think of your name flashing on the screen. Cecil B. DeMille presents. A Cecil B. DeMille production, directed by Cecil B. DeMille, and starring Cecil B. DeMille's new discovery, Gracie Allen's husband.
I can hardly wait. Me replace Bing Crosby. What a fantastic idea. I'm going down to the cigar store, Gracie. You take across this place. It's ridiculous.
When the blue of the night meets the gold of the day.
Mama's little hand.
Hey, Gracie. Well, what's with George? I bumped into him on the porch, and he asked me if I wanted his autograph.
Oh, Bill, you haven't heard the news. Cecil B. DeMille is going to use George in his new pictures.
Really? Well, CB's going in for the horror stuff, huh?
Oh, no. He's got to replace Bing Crosby.
Oh, now, Gracie, you're not serious about this, are you? George can't act.
Bill, Cecil B. DeMille happens to be a genius. In his last picture, Reach the Wild Wind, he made a star out of an octopus. George certainly has as much personality as an octopus.
Well, maybe if you can teach him to squirt ink.
So there's only one thing that worries me. I'm afraid when George becomes a great singing star, the girls will all mob him.
I wouldn't worry, Gracie.
But I saw Bing Crosby come out of the Brown Derby and a bunch of women swarmed all over him.
Oh, well, say, was that yesterday?
Yes.
Oh, well, I can explain that, Gracie. You see, I met Bing just before he left the Derby, and I gave him a bar of Swan soap, and that's why the women were mobbing him.
Oh, Bill.
Well, you know how women like Swan, the new white floating soap. Swan's four soaps in one. The soap for your hands and face, for bathing the baby, and for your dishes and light laundry. Four swell soaps in one, a great wartime buy.
Oh, honest to goodness, Bill. To hear you talk, you think all a singer has to do to be popular is use Swan soap.
Well, now, confidentially, Grace, why do you think Ginny Sims is so popular? Now, why do you think Dinah Shore is so popular?
Why?
Well, because they have great voices.
Well, what's that got to do with Swan soap?
Well, if young girls will start right now to wash the dishes with Swan, those hard-working Swan suds will make them so happy, they'll sing while they're washing the dishes, you see? Now, the more they sing, the better they'll get. And by and by, some of them might get as good as Ginny and Dinah.
Oh, I see.
See, and even if they don't sing, they'll still have lovely hands because Swan is so mild and gentle.
Well, come on, Bill. I want to run right over to Mr. DeMille's house and get this thing settled. Oh, I'm so thrilled. Now George and I can have a big ranch like Crosby. We'll have horses like Crosby. We'll have everything like Crosby has.
Well, Gracie, you mean you'll have four?
Four. We'll have eight. Maybe 10.
Gracie.
We may even have 50 acres.
You have me scared for a minute. Tonight, our young tenor, Jimmy Cash, sings the popular ballad, A Lovely Way to Spend an Evening.
This lovely way to spend an evening, can't think of anything I'd rather do. This is a lovely way to spend an evening. Can't think of anyone as lovely as you. A casual stroll through a garden, watching while lazy lagoon, catching a breath of moonlight, humming our favorite tune. This is a lovely way to spend an evening. I want to say,
I would like to see Mr. DeMille. My story just won the Pulitzer Prize.
I'm sorry, Mr. DeMille is tied up.
He'll see me. I'm the president of Collateral Pictures.
Sorry, Mr. DeMille can't see you.
Well, surely he'll see me. I have $5 million to invest in Mr. DeMille's new picture.
I'm sorry, Mr. DeMille can't see anyone. Who are you, young lady?
Me? I'm the new cook.
I'm sorry, Mr. DeMille can't possibly do this.
Cook! Mr. DeMille! Mr. DeMille! It's a cook! A cook!
Did you say cook?
Oh, yes. Hello, Mr. DeMille.
Young lady, I can't tell you how happy I am to see you. At last, a real, honest-to-goodness cook.
Oh, Mr. DeMille, please, stop kissing my hand.
you must excuse me. It's just that I'm overjoyed. You see, I have important guests for dinner tonight, and I've been tearing my hair out all day.
Oh, you must have been at it longer than that.
I can hardly believe it. A cook at last.
Mr. DeMille, pardon me, but before we hire this lady as a cook, don't you think we ought to ask her qualifications?
Well, I suppose we should. Young lady, can you light a stove?
I think so.
You're hired.
Thank you.
But just for the record, whom did you cook for last?
Well, for the past several years, I've been cooking for the world's greatest singer.
Really? John Charles Thomas?
Now.
Laura Tibbs.
Now.
Well, who?
Judith Rose Burns.
Judith Rose Burns?
Your new discovery.
But I never heard of him.
Nobody ever heard of Claudette Colbert either until you put her in a bathtub. And now I want you to put Sugar Throat in a bathtub.
Well, I'm afraid that's impossible.
But I'd better warn you about one thing, Mr. DeMille.
What?
Don't fill the tub with milk like you did for Claudette. You see, Sugar Throat loves milk, and he's liable to get thirsty and drink you right into the Hayes office.
I assure you, I have no intention of putting milk or Sugar Throat into a bathtub.
But Sugar Throat's just the man to replace Bing Crosby in your new picture.
Young lady, if I get anybody to replace Bing, it would be Frank Sinatra.
Frank Sinatra? Frank Sinatra in a bathtub? You wouldn't dare. What if the stopper came out?
I don't intend to put him in a bathtub. I'm much too busy to be fishing Frankie out of the Los Angeles River.
You're right. To the filter, man.
And now, Miss...
Just call me Mimi.
Well, Mimi, my guests will be arriving soon, so suppose you take over your duties as cook.
Oh, you have to make the decision first.
You mean it's either Frank Sinatra or Sugar Throat?
No, it's either Sugar Throat or no dinner.
Oh, very well. Very well. I'll see that Sugar Throat gets a chance in the picture.
Oh, thank you, Mr. DeMille. And if you ever want to get into radio, he'll help you.
Thank you.
Gee, I hardly know as soon as you called, Gracie. Gosh, if this weren't the Mills' house, I think you were kidding.
I told you Mr. DeMille would choose you to replace Crosby. Now, try to make a good impression on him, George.
I'm as nervous as a cat, after all. Bing is a big star, and I haven't got his background, his foundation.
Oh, don't be silly. For a man your size, you have the biggest foundation.
Never mind. I can mention my vaudeville experience. That'll help. Gee, I better limber up my voice before I go in to see DeMille.
When the blue of the night.
What's the trouble, C.D.?
The things you have to do to keep health these days. The new cook demands that I put some heck cat named Sugar Throat in my new picture.
It is a problem, sir.
How about a butler for tonight?
Well, Mrs. Bundy, the cleaning woman, said her husband might take the job.
Mrs. Bundy's husband. He probably looks like Frankenstein.
Oh, that must be the butler now.
Come in.
Mr. DeMille, my wife tells me that you want to hire me.
Yes, come in. We were just discussing you. Well, you're better looking than I expected.
Well, thank you. I even look better with makeup on.
You wear makeup?
Well, not too much, C.B. Just a little eyeshadow and a touch of rouge. That's okay, isn't it?
Well, if your wife doesn't mind, I'm sure I don't. My secretary has a tuxedo you can wear tonight.
Tonight? A tuxedo?
Yes, I have some important movie executives coming to dinner.
Oh, you want to show me off, huh? Well, they'll love my voice, C.B. What would you like to do?
Stay in the kitchen.
Huh?
And when we're ready to start, I'll ring a bell for you.
Just a bell? Not a piano?
Well, I think a bell is more practical.
Well, okay, you're the boss. Shall we discuss the details now or later?
What details?
Well, there's a matter of my name. What about billing?
Very well, I'll call you billing.
Now, just call me George.
All right. You're hired. Makeup and all.
Oh, thank you, C.B. And don't worry. I won't lay any eggs in front of your guests tonight.
Well, I trust not.
Well, I'll go in and tell the little woman.
Well, darling, what happened?
Gracie, I got it. We're rich.
Oh, George, how wonderful. We'll put the money in bonds, and then after the war, we'll have all the things we've always wanted.
Yeah.
We'll have a swimming pool. Oh, I've always wanted a swimming pool.
Me too.
With deep water at one end for diving and shallow water at the other end for you.
I practice so we get the water.
Yeah. And you're at St. George. How much did Mr. DeMille say he was going to pay you?
Oh, I forgot to ask him. Wait a minute. I'll find out.
Oh, now, George, don't be ashamed to take $2 or $3 less than Crosby.
Okay. Oh, Mr. DeMille.
Yeah?
I forgot to ask you what my salary would be.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, you're helping me out of a spot.
Yes.
So I'm going to give you more than usual.
Oh, boy.
I'll start you at $25 a week.
Well, dear.
$25 a week.
Oh, George, the water in that swimming pool is going to be awfully low.